Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Challenge 30-30 wrap-up podcast for the cast preview. I am Brian Cohen. Here with me, as always, is my co-host, Allie Lesher. Allie, how are you?
Brian, I am excited. I didn't have that prepared. Ding. That just came out naturally.
That's what she said.
Because I am... Well, I am...
We're on XXX. Super... Gotta make a lot of these jokes.
I just want to delete this, just quit. No, I am so excited. It's been a long time since I've podcasted, but even longer since we've podcasted together.
Well, no, because we did do the, I thought about that, but we did the finale together.
Yeah, but then I did the reunion with Angela, so.
That's true.
So it's been, I forgot about the finale, actually. But it's been a while. How are you?
I am doing great. The Challenge has not been off the air in like 3.5 years, so I've just been watching that nonstop.
That is amazing. I feel like I have to issue a disclaimer because I've podcasted from some weird locations with weird setups, but this might be the weirdest. For anyone who follows me on Twitter, I've been subletting an apartment in New York, and I have been sleeping on an air mattress with a stand. It has like legs, and that air mattress popped a week ago, and the company's been so annoying and sending me a new one that I'm sleeping on like a deflated mattress on a stand, so it's like bars. Anyway, no one cares.
So you pulled the card to be a have not for an extra week is what you're saying.
Yeah, I did. I took a gamble, and I'm doing double duty. I am perched. I have like a plastic set of drawers. Everything is temporary in my life. I have a plastic set of drawers that have the microphone and the computer on, and then I have a rolled up blanket that I have on the bed frame that I am perched on doing the show. So no excuses here, but this is like, I feel like I'm on, I don't know, I was going to say Naked and Afraid. I'm not naked, but I am afraid how this is going to turn out.
I mean, it's not a video podcast, so you can do whatever you want, I guess.
No, gross. All right. So speaking of the Challenge being on forever, I've been on a little bit more of a hiatus than you are because you watched Champs v. Pros.
Yes,
and
I did.
Erica Flynn was hopeful. She said, is there any chance of getting a Champs / Pro app? Just found the podcast and I've listened to every app. Thank you, Erica. Welcome. Sorry to immediately disappoint you. I did not watch Champs v. Pros, but you did. So maybe you can pitch me if I should go back and watch it.
I mean, the biggest pitch is that you're a big Wes fan, right? Because this was like the season for
I
Wes.
I like Wes.
If you're a Wes fan, this is like the season for you. This is one of like his like shining moments. Well, not one. I mean, he's had better moments, but this is a star.
Spoiler alert.
A strong season for Wes.
He didn't win.
It's not even that much of a spoiler because he's, spoiler alert, he doesn't win. But just overall, he had a very entertaining season. He was like the star for the champ side of it, for sure. And for the pros, I mean.
All right, Lolo
Jones was very,
so
very
so?
Good. How so for Wes?
Lolo Jones was a standout. Just the first episode that I watched. So it doesn't surprise me that she continued.
Yeah, she could easily just be part of this world and it would be like, okay, yeah, she's an MTV person now. Like, that would be fine. I think she's the one who could make the transition.
So speaking of that, do you think anyone there, I saw some questions on Twitter to us as the season was going on. Do you think there's like any chance any of these people will actually come back on a season?
I don't think they'll ever come back. I don't think they'll come back on like a normal season. I can see them doing a Champs versus Pros 2 and maybe a couple of them will look to come back. But in terms of like Challenge 31, like X's or whatever, I don't see any of them actually making a true transformation over.
And was there like house drama? Like I was concerned with professional athletes. Was it just primarily challenges and that was like the intensity of the episodes, or were they getting, you know, any hookups, any big fights, any drama?
There weren't really any hookups to speak of, but there actually was some drama. It was mainly from the champ side because Lolo Jones was very upset about being always thrown in, even though like they're all playing for charity and she just felt like her charity was better than everyone else's because it was hers. So there was actually some drama on their side. For the champs, actually, it was very calm. It was actually very too calm. They're very diplomatic. Like Wes voluntarily threw himself in, voluntarily gave up going to the final, basically. So it was very odd to see them playing so calmly. But other than Ashley, who has her normal freak out, but for the pros, there was actually some drama involved there.
So wait, I saw that Darrell and Kara end up winning. So did Wes like volunteer for Darrell? Like, who did he lay down for?
So So the way it happened was, like, the last challenge, there was, I want to say, there were six people on each side still. And basically, like, the top two finishers from, like, the pros and the champs, male and female, both made it. And then it was, like, very confusing. Whichever team did better, they got an extra pair to go to the final. And the
perfect.
Yeah, so the champs did better, so they got an extra two people. But then, like, CT and West's times were, like, close, and then they could have had, like, a face-off, but CT... Wes was like, no, CT beat me to this round so he could just go. It was, I don't know. It was very odd, the format.
That is very strange. And I think what it shows to me is that the professional athletes cared more about the charities than the champs. No, I'm just kidding. But it's good. Money was going to good charities regardless. So do you think they are going to do another one of these, or do you feel like this was a one time only?
I would think they would do it again just because it was just such a random time to do the first one that at this point I can see other people being like, oh, that looked kind of fun. Other like pros, that is, being like, oh, let me kind of go do that. So I would bet they would do another one just because the challenge is seemingly never going off the air, not even for like a week. So challenge champs versus pros is probably coming over Thanksgiving. So be prepared.
See, it's so funny because I remember speculating, like, why would they use the champs versus pros to like follow the challenge? Little did we know that it was going to be a lead up to challenge season 30. And Sergio on Twitter wrote to us, how many more seasons are we getting this year? Like over under on five by the end of the year.
Yeah, I wrote all of them because they're just like, it's, I think they're, I think I saw they're already reaching out for next season.
Well, it's crazy is that this filmed in April, so this was like a very quick turnaround.
Yeah,
to be airing. I guess I'm thinking it's airing this week, but it's not.
Yeah, so it is airing. Yeah, so it starts next week. This week is just like a cast preview, basically. Is that what it is?
Oh, this podcast?
No, this Tuesday.
No, I thought you meant like this episode. No, I'm just saying it to me. Like, I feel like usually, I mean, I don't know. Usually, but this seems like a very quick turnaround to start filming in April and to air July 18th. But I'm sure everyone's going to write to me saying that that's the norm.
No, I think it is pretty quick because usually they take about 6 to 7 weeks to film. So that means it was done like a month and a half ago. So seems pretty quick.
I will say I'm not mad at it because I am very, very pumped and hyped for this season. So let's get into it. Starting with what little we know about the format, you might know a little bit more than I will, but basically, what was shocking there that you might know more than I do?
No, that we know very little about an MTV challenge format.
What I know is from MTV.com, which is the layman's knowledge, that the things they really want to hammer home is that these are the dirtiest players in history, which we'll get to whether or not that's true. The biggest prize ever at $1 million, you know, obviously hacked up amongst them.
Yeah.
I kind of hate how MTV does that, where they like total the prize money and act like that's the prize.
Right. It's split up probably amongst like six people. So
at least 15 men, 15 women, and that's it. So just off the bat, my impression is I love what they're hammering home just from the trailer and from this little bio and the dirty awards they're doing on MTV. Like they talk a lot on Survivor podcasts about, I mean, I only listen to RHAP, but they talk a lot on RHAP about how sometimes the theme will influence the players, like the psychology of it, like, oh, game changers or oh, blue collar. I love if that's going to seep into the minds of players here. Like I'm like, especially the newbies coming in, like, oh, I'm supposed to be a dirty player. Okay. I'm going to play dirty. I feel like that's going to elevate the drama, elevate the strategy, hopefully. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah. That's actually a good point. I didn't think about that. And I do hope that people will think of themselves like, oh, I was like specifically chosen amongst the cast of like 800 people to be in this season. So I have to like live up to being dirty. So I think that would add something to it. I agree with that point.
So what else can you tell us about this?
So it seems like it's going to be a pseudo free agents, where it's going to be a combination of like individual challenge, pair challenge, smaller team challenge, and like giant team challenges. And what they're adding or like twisting is the draw. And what I believe the rule is, and I believe it's called like the XX card, so they kind of go with the triple X 30 theme, is I'm going to try, let me see if I can explain this correctly. So amongst the challenge, whoever's in like the bottom, like third or whatever, as opposed to those people being in the draw to go into the elimination, I think they're in the draw. And then whoever pulls the card picks someone to go into elimination. And then amongst whoever doesn't win and the rest of the pool, those people are voted into elimination. Does that make any sense?
So yeah, I won't know if you're explaining it wrong because I don't know shit. But question, let me just like clarification. Yeah. So if you win, if you're in the top half of the group, is that what it is?
I think it's like if you win, get to. I think if you win, you're safe, and then like people like second to, you know, maybe like eighth to be voted in, and then people like ninth to whatever are in the draw. And then whoever pulls the card for a draw votes someone else in.
Wait, so the bottom eight people get the power to draw and pick someone in? Like, who's able to pick the cards to vote someone in?
I don't know how many people get it are in the bottom. Might just be the bottom two, might just be the bottom three.
So the bottom of the challenge is in a lottery to get power? Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, weird.
Very weird.
I liked it when I understood that it would be like the top five finishers draw to get power, maybe, but like Leroy's back to strategize how coming in the bottom is going to be better, and this only incentivizes people to throw challenges, which I don't really want to see. I like it from a strategic element, maybe, but I don't want to see, you know, Bananas and Leroy and Derek throw on challenges.
Yeah, that is a concern that I feel like people may feel like, oh, I can basically the equivalent of winning by losing, which is kind of a weird thing to be including in the show that's based mainly on challenges.
I don't understand though, because it would be one thing if like, all right, the bottom five people, one person draws and they're safe and they get to pick someone to go in, and one person has to draw, like in the draw, will get a card that throws them in. Like I don't understand not having a disincentive for finishing in the bottom besides the house determining like, oh, like, let's just go by performance, which never happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm with you. I'm hoping I like misread or miswatched, or maybe this was in a trailer wrong, but I'm pretty sure that is what the format is going to be. And okay. It's very odd.
That would make no sense to me, but something new, something different. I like the free agents. I like the return of some sort of draw. So if we're going to be positive about it, it also really hammers in their trust no one, the most backstabbing season. Because if people are basically, both people are getting voted in, one by just one person and one by the house. So that leaves a lot open to betraying alliances, betraying friends, which I love.
Yeah, I like that they're not doing the whoever finishes last is auto win, because like you said, it does add a second vote and a second person to be upset at someone else, so that's a plus.
All right, so should we get to the people? I have a new way I want to propose we do this to jazz up, unless you have anything else generally you want to talk about the format.
Let's get our spirit fingers out and jazz it up.
All right, so I'm looking at 30 lovely faces. And I think we should talk about these people back and forth in the order we are most excited to see them return. And I don't have a prepared list. Like, I'm going to, you know, it's not.
Ooh, interesting.
Don't critique us on how excited we are about these people. It's going to be more or less keep moving the show along. But
Okay. Generally,
general excitement. All right. And if we get to the bottom 10 people and we're not excited for any of them, like, we'll just say one sentence quickly on all of them. All right, I will let you go first, Brian.
Okay, so I'm gonna pick someone that I think maybe like, if this is like a pseudo like draft for like who's you're excited by, this may not be who the person who is like the general consensus most excited to be back, but for me, I'm gonna go with Jordan.
Okay, and why?
Because I think he has like the most staying power of anyone who we wanted to see come back, and someone we've seen be a very big character in these shows and be willing to do very stupid things that are very highly entertaining and be involved in a lot of stuff and also can win. So I think seeing him back in this world is a huge plus.
I think that's a very strong pick. I'm also excited to see him back. For anyone who's like for the uninitiated, he was MTV is like slowly releasing these stupid 30-second clips of like the Dirty Awards, and Jordan got like cockiest player, and his response was, you know, you can say cockiest, I say like the most strategy, whatever, strategist, because obviously referencing in Free Agents when he flipped all of the tiles for himself into the elimination with Bananas. Mm-hmm. So that I say a real strategist would make another strong competitor get voted in to take on Bananas, not you. But I like Jordan. Like you said, Jordan makes crazy moves. He's got a big ego and he had previously retired. So it's good to see him back, a couple former retirees back. And he can really back it up. You used to call him the future of the challenge. I agreed. We'll see where season takes him, but I'm definitely excited to see him back also.
So does that reverse my curse then of calling people the future of the challenges and them flaming out in unbelievable glory?
We'll see where the season takes. No, I think it definitely revives your chances.
There you go.
All right,
who's your first?
My pick. Whew, it's tough. It's very, very, very tough. You'd think because this is my idea, I'd have at least my first pick determined, but I don't. I'm going to have to say I'm excited that we got Leroy back. My boy, Roy Lee. I'm always a big Leroy fan. He also got like a stupid award as like worst. What did he get? Something about betraying Bananas to pair with Wes, which was like worst alliance. No, that dirtiest friendship betrayal, which I think should go to Bananas, but we'll see what he ends up getting.
Wait, Leroy got dirtiest friendship betrayal?
Exactly.
That's like the bizarro award for him.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. It was like the clip of him helping Bananas out of the house and then working with Wes as though like that was a big deal.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
But I'm excited to see Leroy back. I'm trying to remember because I don't have this in front of me because I'm on a deflated air mattress stand. When's the last time we saw Leroy? He went out early, correct?
Yeah, I think he left early. It was one of the exes, I believe. Was that his last appearance, maybe?
All right, perfect speculation just in time to give me time to Google it. He was with Avery in Rivals 3, close
Rivals
enough,
3,
and
yeah.
They went home in the first episode.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think we've been robbed of Leroy for a little while. I think he's poised to do well this season. He's got a couple of his buddies here, and he's always a good time.
Yeah, no, 100%. He always adds plenty to the show. He's like a very happy-go-lucky person. You need someone like that in this show. And we, like you said, we got robbed of him the last couple times because the last two iterations of this show have been based on champs, and he's probably in the category of one of the best males to never win. So maybe this will finally be his chance to finally get a title and be included in any other future champs versus whatever season. So, if you don't root for Leroy, then I don't know what you root for in life.
Boom. Mic drop.
Yep. Are we doing the snake style or do you want?
No, back and forth.
Back and forth. All right. So the next person that I'm very, very excited to see back, I'm going to go the female route, and I'm very excited that Kayla is once again going to be a major part of the season.
And she's already stirring up shit on Twitter.
Yes, and that is very much why I'm very glad that she is drama like personified in the next world. Like, she doesn't give a fuck about what anyone says. She's just willing to get naked and hook up with anyone at any given point. But, like, cries, like, yells, fights, screams, like everything you want someone to do on an MTV trashy show, Kayla does. And does it so proudly. She's like, why don't you join me in doing this? So, Kayla, so happy you're back.
And she's got the athletic, you know, the challenge skills to bring her back, to back it up. It's sort of like Ashley M in the sense that, like, I think I went last season called her, like, the perfect challenge casting. Like, Kayla's up there, too, where she's, like, athletic and can talk shit and back it up, but is also just so completely insane.
Yes, very much so.
We're never going to be in a position where we're selling merch, but I almost just want to make a t-shirt for the two of us, one that we'll share, like the sister to the traveling pants, that just says drama personified challenge wrap up.
Yep. And we need another one that, what was your quote, the drunk aunt of RHAP? Yeah. That could be our other one.
Now we're gonna have a whole line.
Yeah,
And we'll also have to get challenge jerseys because you've always wanted that.
Yes. I still cannot fathom MTV not selling it. Especially for like the 30th season. Like, who wouldn't want like the 30-30 season? Come on, MTV. I'm trying to make you money.
I feel like we looked this, I looked this up once, and you can like make a custom shirt on Under Armour. So you could just like really make your own.
All right. Maybe I'll have to do that then.
DIY. Like,
yeah.
All right. I'm going to also go with a woman, and I'm going Brittany. So not someone I'm most excited to see back, but somebody I'm excited to see make their challenge debut. Brittany was on Are You the One. I think she's still dating Chuck from Are You the One.
Oh my God.
Not
is that
on the season.
They're actually still dating. That's still a thing.
I have no reason to believe they're not. Every once in a while I check in on my couples and, and I want to say like, I've seen, them in pictures together, not like a terribly long time ago. We'll see if that holds up, or if somebody has any other information and they're not together, please do let me know, because I'm shockingly care about that.
Yes, please share. Need to know.
So Brittany was on season 3 of Are You the One with, I believe, Hunter. They almost had a thing at one point, like thinking, were they a match? Now I'm like, ugh, I should have like had this in front of me. I'm sorry.
Brittany and Hunter, that sounds right, but I can only remember like who like the couples were. That's all that matters.
Okay, so my microphone is falling off. Everything is a sham and a lie and horrible, and it's going to be fine. Okay, so Brittany is a pistol. She is from the South, but is not a Southern belle. Like, she is just down and dirty. She's perfect for this season, I think. I think she's going to be one to really run with the theme of the show. And I've been kind of in the back of my mind waiting for her to come back. She seems like obvious casting gold. Her perfect match was Austin.
Who's
Ken
Austin?
Buck says you don't know who that is. Yeah.
Who's Austin?
He was in the military. He owned like his own businesses. I feel like he had a very rich LinkedIn presence when we previewed the cast, and that's about it. So yeah, I'm excited to see Brittany. Obviously don't care that we're not seeing Austin. I think Brittany is going to be high drama. We'll see if she's still with the boyfriend. That might change things, but I'm still very excited to see her.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, that's a good choice. Very excited for Brittany. She was not who you thought she would be when you read like her bio and watched like the first episode or two of Are You the One, and then she really came into her own with the whole thing with Chuck. So I kind of hope they are together so she can kind of do that whole thing this season, although who the hell knows with people seeing others on MTV shows, so maybe she won't care. But regardless, I think she'll be fun. She's a firecracker. She'll cause drama. I think if anyone wants to like drop the, oh, you don't matter because you're an Are You the One person card, she'll throw that right in your face and explode even more. So I think Brittany being here is a good choice from the Are You the One side. So for my next pick, I'm going to cheat a little bit, and I'm just going to take the two Reigns brothers. I think having them both here is very exciting. So, I think they're like kind of like a combo deal. I think it's very exciting that they're both back. Because I think
I'll call bullshit on things that don't matter. Picking two people in a conversation.
But I think Tony's kind of act was kind of getting a little stale. I know I'm a huge Tony fan, but you know, this is like 4 or 5 seasons now. He's like sober Tony. We'll see if that's still a thing. He's, you know, father of two Tony with, I think he's still with the father of, like the mother of the second one. So I don't know how much drama he's gonna be causing, but with the brother in the house, who he has a very tumultuous relationship with, as saw from Shane's only other season when they like punched each other out, I think it'll be very fun to see rekindled this time around.
I agree with half of this pick. I hate to say it, but I think Tony held his own with drama in terms of like social drama when he was not hooking up or drinking. He still was like fighting with the powers that be in the house, and it can get very like loyal to his alliance and inflexible, which I think inflexibility is terrible for the challenge, but great for television. And Tony might be like the most inflexible person ever on the show. I'm excited to see Shane. I hate that we're seeing two bloodlines. They're the only two bloodlines together on the show. I want this season will tell. Really, I think I'll be able to make a definitive call. I want it to be like, if Shane's going to be there, then it's like Nicole and Nani and Tony's got to retire, which isn't going to happen because diapers are expensive. But I don't know. I'm just not. I just think it's bullshit, especially if two components are votes. These guys are never going to vote each other in ever. And it's completely unfair. And I don't even think it'll be really a target. Because they're not like, Shane isn't like a huge target and Tony will go along with the powers in the house. So I think it's like a built-in advantage that's not going to harm them at all.
But I also don't, I think it is definitely an advantage, but I don't see like either of them really, I mean, maybe Tony could go very far, but I can see Shane kind of just being a casualty of numbers at a certain point. Although, I mean, but I guess it all depends actually on like the form of voting, but I just don't see him winning enough to be in a position of power and stuff like that. So I can see Shane kind of tailing off and Tony maybe being the one to benefit from having a bloodline.
Could you see like Tony sacrificing his game for Shane? Like, I feel like Tony is such a like weirdly like hopeless romantic, even in that respect of like, no, bro, like don't vote my bro in, like put me in, like I'll do it.
Yeah. I mean, I could see him doing the stupid thing of like, yeah, like, oh, I'll take the bullet, which is like a, like obviously a very dumb thing to do in a game like this. So I could see him doing something to that extent, even not necessarily as like a hero thing to his brother, just trying to like build up his own pride and ego, be like, oh, I'll be the one to do this or whatever.
The one thing that I think is crazy, besides you picking Tony and Shane as the people you're most excited about in this spot here, they awarded Tony the worst rookie performance and cut to him like when he, what it is, like spleen exploded or something. When he had to go to the hospital basically medevaced like within an inch of his life. That is not the worst rookie performance by a country mile, MTV. Yeah.
What were their qualifications for worst? Like shortest game? What about Adam punching someone the first night? Would that qualify as worse?
I mean, what about like 90% of the people who are gone and forgotten from their first performance, never to return again? Like, I just don't understand how Tony has the worst rookie performance. If anything, he has like the most spectacular rookie performance to like flame out epically in return.
Epically.
Like, isn't that the season when he hooked up with Christina?
I was gonna say, the first night he like cheated on his like pregnant girlfriend from home with another person in the house. What more do you want, MTV?
So that's suspect from MTV. Also suspect from you. Moving right along, who am I excited to see back? I'm gonna pick one of the retirees back, returned Jemmy. I'm surprised even to be picking her so high up, but like the people we expected back, I'm hard to be like super excited about. If I'm going by excited, I didn't know if Jemmy was ever going to play again. She, for anyone who doesn't know, is the longtime on again, off again girlfriend of the now past Knight. And they met on Real World New Orleans and weren't together for the vast majority of the most recent seasons that Knight was around for, but she was obviously very, very devastated by his loss and said that he wouldn't be coming back on the challenge like CT did. I'm really, really glad to see that with time, Jemmy is ready to return. She's always good for drama. She's got some friends here in the house, friends or frenemies. I don't really know where she stands with Camilla. We'll see what happens. I think they're very good friends. I don't think she's going to really stick around that long, but I'm just like happy she's back in the game.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that she's back. I don't take any of these retiring seriously, but I did actually believe Jemmy's for a little bit. Obviously, it did not last super long, as most of these retirees don't, but I think she's, you know, a person that belongs on MTV. Take that for what it may mean. So I think her getting back in the mix will be fun. I mean, she's okay in the challenges. Like, she sometimes like surprises people with how well she does. She made a final one time, I think, which is impressive in its own right. So yeah, I'm glad Jamie's back. She's fun.
All right, now I'm gonna scoop you because you picked two. So unrelated, I'm gonna also now back up my Jemmy pick with Veronica. I think it's surprising that we're both waited this long to get to her. I'm not going to let her go unspoken about for any longer. Veronica, a very, very surprising return for me. More surprising than Darrell or Derek being back. More surprising than maybe 15 other old alums that could come back, coming back. Veronica, for anyone who probably doesn't know her, I mean, any new watchers to the show before Champs versus Pros, I don't know, probably wouldn't know her, but she's had like a very long, illustrious career on the challenge. She is the oldest female to be back to be competing on the challenge at 39 when this was recorded. Veronica was known for being just, I believe, a good competitor. She's won a number of seasons. I'm sure everyone's going to be on me about this, but whatever. She's won 1, 2, 3 times, made the final one time in an Inferno 2, was last on the Ruins. And she's not only a competitor, but she's fire. She fights with everyone. She had one of the most, like, I don't know, iconic fights with Tanya. If I'm speaking another language for people, or if I'm totally effing it up, both of you, I don't want to hear from you. But no, I'm just super excited to see her back, especially because I didn't watch Champs versus Pros. I know that she didn't go far at all on that. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to hear your opinion on her.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited she's back. Obviously, I think bringing anyone back from that time is like fun, just as like a kind of a where are they now? And you find that, oh, they're right here, is fun to see. But I am worried because she was kind of a dud on Champs vs. Pros. I think she only lasted like 2 episodes, and even, or maybe 1 episode. I don't remember who was eliminated first, but she really didn't bring much to the table. I mean, it's hard to tell from that type of season just because it was, you know, it wasn't like an actual challenge season, so it wasn't like very cutthroat and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see how she kind of gets back into this fold. I imagine a lot of these like female people, both sides people, don't even know who she is. Like a lot of like the new rookies, people from Are You the One, there's a very good chance they're being, oh, who is this? So I don't know if she has like the esteem of like, you know, when like Darrell came back, although they probably didn't know who Darrell is too. So I think it all depends on how she like assimilates back into the house. She may find herself being connected a little more to like the older vet guys, like a CT, a Darrell, a Derek. So it'll be interesting to see how she can connect to some of the younger women back in the house.
Just to clarify, now I'm looking at trivia. She's currently tied with Evelyn for female cast member with the most challenge wins. So there in her heyday, no slouch. We'll see. I mean, she's probably in better shape than I am now at 26, but she's still 39. And this is no, you know, no walk in the park for anyone at any age. So we'll see. I'm excited to see her back on my television.
So piggybacking off that, I might as well go with Derek Kaczynski, not Derek from Are You the One, Derek Kaczynski, who is returning. I believe his last appearance was Cutthroat. I'm going to say that off the top of my head. I really hope I'm not wrong. But yeah, I mean, he's one of like the all-time like gritty, grinded out competitors. He's not exactly the biggest personality in the house, which could be an issue, but I think it's just fun that he's in the mix again. We'll see like what he has left. I mean, we see when people come back, like Alton came back and he was a complete shell of himself. We saw Darrell came back and he was great. So it'll be interesting to see how much and how well shaped Derek kept himself. I think very well. I think he puts up a training videos like on Instagram all the time. So I think he's going to come out swinging. He wasn't really in the trailer that much, which kind of worries me, but I don't know. That could be deceiving. But I'm very excited he's back.
Like Darrell, I think Derek is someone that could reasonably come for bananas. And we were entering a period there where like not many men on the show could reasonably beat bananas. And I think Derek adds a new chance to that. You're right. He was last on Cutthroat. And Derek's, I mean, just going off of Derek's body, it's better than it was last time he was on the show. So kudos to Derek. Yeah, I'm excited to see him back too. I think he's been someone who's been rallying to try to get him back on the show. And since Darrell came back and I loved him, I'm buying more into that. So again, I'm going to grow on my previous opinion on it. But Derek, I've said this a million times on the podcast, Derek is the one person and I really remember being the first to like not drink because he was going to do a challenge the next day. And that's going to be a pass for me. But yeah, he's definitely not going to be someone bringing the drama in the house, the antics in the house. But he seems like he'll be a formidable opponent to some of the top dogs. So we'll see. Willing to try him out. All right. Shifting gears rapidly. I'm going to go with another first time challenger, Tori Deal from Are You the One, and from Are You the One, whatever it was called, Are You the One?
Second Chances. Right? Did I make that up?
The Amazing Race ripoff. Yeah, Second Chances. That's okay. Right. So yeah, I actually did go back and watch that. So good for me. I think Tori is great television. She's a competitor. Like she was really good in the challenge. challenges, although they were kind of like whatever challenges, chances. She will definitely be mixing it up with people in the house, definitely mixing it up with the strategists in the house. I think she's really smart. She's very fun. She has a great social game. Yeah, and I think another really, really strong pick for someone to bring on the challenge.
Yep, 100%. I think she was someone everyone had their eye on her original Are You the One season, and the second chance thing only built it up. She doesn't take shit from anyone. She's willing to call people out. She's willing to get in the mix and scrap it up. So yeah, Tori. Yeah, Tori's a great pick. She, even from her first Are You the One season, she was someone that we all had our eye on about someone who could be a good person to transition to the challenge. And then her appearance on Second Chances only exemplified that even more. She doesn't take shit from anyone. She is willing to get in the mix. She's competitive. She's athletic. She's attractive. She's single. She's everything you want from an MTV Challenge person. So yeah, 100% all in on Tori being part of this season.
All right. Twist. Because this is the dirtiest season ever. Let's start going from least excited now.
Perfect. Because I want to talk about Simone. And by I want to talk about Simone, I mean, why is Simone back on my television? Go away.
I don't know. I think her relationship with MTV, it makes it so strange. Like, she's sometimes brought in as like a pseudo professional for MTV, and then she's like slumming it, you know, quote unquote slumming it on the challenges too. So like, I don't know what her relationship is with the person who controls her position on the show, but that's like my only explanation.
They must really love the way she does like confessionals and stuff like that, or is willing to listen to what producers want to do in shows, because it makes no sense. She's the exact opposite of what I want from an MTV Challenge person. She's so fake. She's not athletic. She's not funny. She doesn't like hook up with really many people, and she does, it doesn't air. So I don't know what her purpose is.
I think she's funny. I think she's was good on Are You the One season one when she was on. I think this will now be her third time on the challenge, and I just think she's like too hyper aware of the camera. It's almost like borderline Ashley M, where she's like almost like what Nelson called Ashley M out on last season for being like just camera conscious and wanting to do stuff for the camera. I think Simone takes that to another level, and it's just so transparent that it's not entertaining.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So who's your number one? Why are they here, person?
Oh God, I will say overall, like, and people are asking us, and we'll get to it, about who were least, like, who we'd want to like recast in this season. I really think this is overall just like a super, super strong cast. And it is, I think, harder to pick who I'm least excited to see than it's been the other way around. Let me think here. I gotta go Dario, just because I really feel like we've exhausted all of Dario's potential, especially that he's, was he in a relationship with Ashley when this recorded? I mean, when this filmed?
Probably.
Like, I just think he's got no potential now for hookups. He's not even close to a top guy in this season. I mean, this is like a really athletically strong group, whereas he may be like the third best on a shitty season. He's like bottom five here. I mean, that's not an exact calculation, but he's definitely towards the bottom. Maybe he's got some surprise upside, but I feel like we've seen the best we're going to see from Dario, and it wasn't that good.
Of any time to do the old twin switch, this should be it. They should just say it's Dario, but just bring in Rafi, whatever his brother's name is, and have him be the person that comes in. So that way, at least you have like someone who's single and fresh and like different.
Give me Rafi and tell me it's Rafi. Like, they just kind of really dropped him. I don't think we'll ever see him, but like, Dario's not presenting anything better than him.
No. I have two more that I'm kind of like scratching my head a little bit. Why are they there? The first is someone I actually was very excited that they were back, but Marie. Like, we had her, she was back on last season. I'm sorry. I was like, all right, never mind. I don't need to see Marie ever again. She just didn't do it for me. She was bland, boring. She wasn't that good. I think giving her now a third chance to be a standout cast member is one too many chances. I don't need to see Marie again.
I completely agree with you. I think Marie was a great television on The Real World. I was excited for her on the challenge. She completely flamed out. I don't know that we're going to get anything of interest. She was even as interesting as she was going to be last season. She had a little romance with Anthony, arguably the most uninteresting guy she could possibly hook up with. And I don't know what else we're going to see from her. So I'm totally agreed, sadly agree with you on that.
The other one is only because they were like so close to picking someone that should be on, and who I want to be on is Dion. And I don't know why they chose Chris from Real World, Go Big or Go Home over Dion to be like the new rookie guy to be on this season.
And did he decline or MTV didn't him?
I have no idea why he said no. I wouldn't think he would decline. I feel like he's been campaigning for it ever since his season ended. He was like, I was a star of Real World. I can't wait to go on the challenge. He's literally like a homeless person, so I don't know what else he's doing.
Can we explain the name change? Ammo?
I mean, it seems like based on the very reputable source of the challenge Wikipedia, his full name is Chris Eamon Hall. So maybe that's like a nickname.
Okay, because at first I was like, maybe there's like a gender situation, like a, you know, different preference in name, but they're using like AKA Chris in his bio. So
yeah,
I'm going to go with that until told otherwise. But yeah, he's gotten at least a rebranding.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they didn't want to be confused with CT Chris, even though CT Chris is never called Chris. So I don't know. That doesn't make any sense.
That can't be right. His Twitter also is something to the like AMO related. Mm-hmm. And they have two Derricks, like, so come on.
Right.
But I will say about AMO, Ammo, please someone correct me with knowledge of this situation, but AMO for now.
I like Ammo. Like it's like a Ammo. Like I always think of like the Looney Tunes.
But what's his last name?
Hall.
No, a middle name?
It's A-M-M-O-N. So I don't know how okay.
So anyway, he had a very, very interesting journey and story on The Real World. For anyone who didn't watch, this was Skeletons?
Go Big, Go Home.
Go Big or Go Home. It's same concept. It was like another like deal with shit from your past. So he was raised Mormon in the Mormon church. And this just I remember his story well. Like he officially left the Mormon church, which is like a really emotional thing to do. Even if you are firmly no longer Mormon, it's like a big cutting from society. And, you know, it's your history. So he left the church in a big public speech and also got into an issue where I guess he leaked that Jenna was being racist, like on the internet, which is just like shows how far the Real World has come, like really transcending just even the reality television genre, that he had access to the internet to leak that a Real World contestant was racist and homophobic and all the things that Jenna was. And he did it in a really shady way. And like Go Big or Go Home made him confess that. Is that all correct? That sounds right.
No, that sounds right. I mean, looking back on it, actually, it was a pretty interesting journey. But I feel like it was now so long ago that some of you will probably have forgotten it.
I think he has high potential, though, to be an interesting character on the show. He's fit, so we'll see how he does in the challenges. They made them do some physical stuff on Go Big or Go Home. I don't recall him struggling with that. But, I mean, he's clearly changed his look. He's changed his name. So we'll see. He's definitely continued the evolution since The Real World. When you compare it to Dion, yeah, Dion would be a different choice and just as interesting. I don't know that it takes away from Ammo being on the show or Ammo.
Hmm. I mean, it's just, I have no idea what to expect from him. So, I mean, I guess if you set the floor really, really low, then maybe you'll be pleasantly surprised with what he brings. He's definitely like a different like character type than Mauricio, like you said. So it'll be interesting.
Continuing with least excited now is like a struggle because I would have said LaToya, but I'm interested to see her now mix it up again with Nelson before she was gone too soon.
Rekindled love.
Rekindled sand romance. So you know what? I'm going to go unconventional. I may get some shit for it. Like it should be like the tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. Didn't do my vocal warm-ups. I'm going to go Camilla.
That's now, fair.
I know in the trailer I like got excited at first, but they were just playing her like old line. So that sucked. I was like, oh, another Camilla bomb. I think we're going to get some Camillinator, but I've seen it. I'm looking for some new people. I'm more excited to see like an Amanda smash than a Camilla explosion, because I just kind of think she does the same thing now and we could use some time off from her. Like, I think honestly, like Nani retired, like I'd be much more excited to see Nani next season than I would have been Definitely. 2 years ago, or seasons, it feels like years. So I think Camilla could use some time off, but unfortunately she'll never take it.
Yeah, I think there's, I normally would agree with you about that, but there's two things why I think Camilla being here is fine. I think because they are pimping this as like a big 30 season thing, I think Camilla needs to be part of this mix just because of how like iconic she has become in this world. I think having her not there would feel like you were missing something. And she's kind of like rejuvenated her like hatred with people, because she, her and Amanda is low-key one of like the fiercest hatreds of challenge cast members have been going around. They very much despise each other from after her season. I think it's carried off throughout. So I think bringing that back again, I'm fine with. So I think for those two things, I'm happy she's back. But I think you're right. After this season, it would be nice for her to like take a actually retire, as opposed to retire and literally not miss a season. Maybe take a season or two off after that.
If I have to see her twerk in response to Amanda, I'm like, I'm going to throw up. Like, not because of any, like, she looks great, great body, great twerking. I just, like, didn't understand that at all and still don't, and don't want to understand it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so, yeah, you may have swayed me there. That's pretty interesting. But I'm just kind of like, I've seen it. Like, I'm ready for Amanda to fight with someone else.
So this is, like, very rogue because it's completely off topic of what we're talking about how this is about who we don't want to see back. But someone that we didn't discuss, so that I'm very happy is back, is Devin. I feel like we need to give him a little shine because of how great he was in Are You the One Second Chances. I'm very happy they didn't discard him from his somewhat disappointing, not really challenged rookie season. I'm very happy he's back here because he is so built for this type of show that I'm rooting for him more than almost like anyone else on the show, because I want him to do well so we can keep coming back, because he belongs in the challenge world.
I completely agree. I thought he was great on Second Chances. I thought he like was the show for the most part. The thing with Devin is like, is Devin going to come back at some point of like Wes, where it's like the reverse though, like from Royd West to like Shrimpy West? Like, I feel like Devin is a character, and correct me if I'm missing someone, but he's like a character we haven't seen, where he's like the strategist and tries to be like the leader of an alliance, but he doesn't have the like bulk athleticism to support it. So like, he can't go physically toe to toe with the people he's going to make issues with in the house. And I feel like that is like an interesting part of his game, but also his weakest part of his game. And he's a competitor, but he just can't step to the guys in this house physically. I think that's going to be an issue for him.
Yeah, no, 100%. I totally agree that he's not. I mean, you put him one-on-one against CT or like Leroy, like he just doesn't stand a chance. So that's why it is interesting to see how someone can do without the history of like, because he is like West 2.0 without ever having be 1.0, like you said. So it's interesting to see if he can navigate those waters without kind of going into an elimination at all.
I'm going to go back to people I'm least excited to see because I'm negative and I have a black soul.
Hey.
Hunter. I knew he was going to be back, obviously. I don't think this will be his last time around unless he really like fucks up. I don't care about the things with him and Ashley. I don't care. And I don't even think that'll be a continued thing. What I don't like about Hunter is that he just rages out over nothing, which like would normally be fine. But it's like he just doesn't have the like institutional knowledge to back it up. Like, I just kind of think like he's going to like come for Derek, or like he's going to like come for Jordan and like pretend like they've never been on the show before because he just doesn't know. And like, that's going to piss me off when normally I wouldn't care about that. But it's just like friggin' Hunter. And I just don't like his unsubstantiated bullshit.
Yeah. I'm with you. I was debating about if I was like excited or not excited. I kind of fell more towards like the neutral with Hunter. I think there could have been better people that bring back, but I do think I
never cared.
Yeah, I was like hashtag never cared. Yeah, but I think at a certain point it is important to bring back some Are You the One people for multiple seasons, so they're not all completely rookies. So I'm fine with it bringing back. My biggest issue was I wish he wasn't brought into the show at all, and it was someone else, and then they could have brought that person back for the season. I just think overall Hunter's a dud, but I'm fine with them at least trying to give some of these people a second go around.
I agree with that. Yeah. And I think that's just the perfect assessment of it, is that like Hunter was the wrong choice from the beginning.
Yeah. Scrolling through, who else am I like? I mean, kind of like with here's a positive. Here's a positive spin on someone that is probably like, why are they there? Is the other Derek? Because I think it can be very interesting to see if he can go down as one of the greatest losers in MTV history in terms of losing, being the only part of the only team to lose Are You the One, and being like, I think he was the mastermind of the season, right? But then you come up with a strategy about how to do it, and they lost. And then first out on the second chances. So if he can be first out here, that's quite the resume for being incredibly awful at these MTV shows.
See, I wasn't as disappointed to see Derek back or as a choice to like move up to the challenge. I was a little surprised, but I think it's like a fine choice. He also left second chances super early. Did you already say that?
Yeah, he left first.
I'm struggling. But he's got potential. Like, I think he has the brain to do it because he had like one of two scenarios, I think, on Are You the One, and they just went with the wrong one. Like, he wasn't totally wrong. And I think he's a fine choice. I just do think he's an easy target to go after. Like, if you look at the Are You the One people, I think he's easily the first person they're going to just go for. Mm-hmm. Because I'm trying to look now. Like, is he the only new guy?
Let's see. Nelson, Hunter, Devin, and Dario. Yeah. Even all so the girls, the other one new is Brittany.
Well, Tori's new.
Oh, Tori too. JK.
So I just think like he's like an easy first pick from this group of 30. And yeah, that's like a pretty funny way. He's like the Francesca of the challenge. Looking at the board of who's left, I'm going to have to go with someone I'm excited to see back. I know we just jump around. You were probably neutral to disappointed on the Brian Gage, the Brian Meter. I'm going to say I'm happy to see Anissa back.
Yeah. For me, I think because this is like a historic 30th season, I'm fine with her being back. If this was any other season, I'd be like, why are you here?
See, I just like, I get what you're saying and what you're saying about Camilla, but like, yeah, they definitely have mixed people to make it a historic 30th season, but they're also bringing some new people in. So it's hard for me to think of this as like a game changers type season, even though I guess it sort of is. Like, it is hard to say like these are the dirtiest players and then have people who have never been on the challenge before.
Right.
For me, I've always defended Anissa. I will probably continue to do so. We'll see. I don't know that she's coming in with that many friends if I'm looking at the cast. And I don't know that she's long for this game with these 30, but I'm happy to see her back. You know, she's got that old fling with Corey. I think, I don't know that could still be like contentious, on a show like this, but we'll see. We'll see how she kind of gets thrown into the mix here. Mm-hmm. I'm always happy to see Anissa. For me, she's like, if she had left for like 10 seasons, I feel like she would be like a Derek, not in the sense that she's as competitive, but like she is just like an iconic person from back in the day, but because she's been around so long, it's like we sort of don't think of her as that.
Right.
So happy to see some veteran female representing. Mm-hmm.
Sticking along the veteran line, I'll do this as a combo because I don't think we even really mentioned them, either of them. So I'll just say CT and Bananas, I'm glad they're both there. But after this season, I think it would be nice to have a season without Mr. Bananas. I think it could be nice to have a break.
How dare you put them, just throw them into the same category?
I'm lumping them together. Are we upset that either one of them are there?
No, but it's like completely different. Would you say that about CT, that you don't want him on next season?
I think it could. I mean, I guess he was off for a couple seasons. Obviously CT could be there forever, but I think it would be good if they started like a totally fresh brand of people for a season. And I think starting like season 31 could be a good way to do it.
See, what I don't like is when they put, you know, a Bananas, and for a while he was like the standalone dude, like Leroy, sort of, but really just like Bananas standalone. Wes was like back, but smaller and not back permanently. I just think this season is totally fine and even good that Bananas is there because there are so many male competitors to take him. Like, he's going to have to work for it. Mm-hmm. This is not going to be, you know, the Bananas show and the Chumps Next Door, whatever. That doesn't even make sense. But it's not going to be that. This is like Darrell, Derek, CT, Johnny, Jordan. Like, these are heavy, heavy, heavy hitters, and he's going to have his work cut out for him. As long as it continues like this, I don't mind Bananas being there. We'll revisit that halfway through the season, but I just think with this board, I think it's fine that he's there. Yeah. CT, I think, delivered last season, although I was kind of like, oh, he's a dad. Is it going to be the same? It was a new CT. It was a good CT. He got the award for so funny. You actually should go back and watch this because you'll love it. He got the dirtiest exit, and they played the I'll Smash His Head and Eat It clip with Adam.
Nice.
And CT's speech was like, no thank you for this award. Like, if I can grow up, you guys can. Like, I don't want this award. I'm not proud of it. And then he like leaves it and walks off camera and then like sneaks back on and takes the award. He's just got a great sense of humor about his journey. And This is probably a red herring because it's MTV and it definitely is. But in the trailer, they show like potentially a little bit of dissent between Johnny and CT. And I like that. Like, I like the future of CT and Johnny going at it, fighting. I don't see that really happening. I think they'll be largely working together, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Very excited. Very excited. For Dad CT. Dad CT part. I guess this is part two now. So there we go.
All right, so since we're lumping everyone together, let's talk about Amanda and Ashley M together. The girls are back for last year's winner. Last year, my God. Last month's winner, Ashley M. Obviously happy to see her back. I feel like you have to bring her back. Amanda is just really there, I think, to rile everyone else up. She's a competitor, but she's a dramatist first. And the two of them just like make shit up and get drunk and fight about it. So I'm glad to see this pair back, especially with, you know, your Kayla's and your Camilla's. I'm sure they won't get along with, Brittany will either be a part of it or on the other end of it. And that'll be exciting.
Yeah, I said drama personified, and that these two would fit that circle, that Venn diagram very well. They're mean and they love being mean, and it's great to see them be mean. That's what you can say about them. They're just mean people. They are the mean girls of the challenge, and that's why you need them on.
All right, let's now call it and review the people we didn't talk about and why. So starting from the top of my photos, which is nothing to anyone else, Nicole, Nani's cousin, better known as Nani's cousin.
I'm just excited to see how many times we're going to be like, wait, who is that again? And then you realize, oh, that's Nicole with like her 12th different face of the season. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, we haven't seen Nicole in a hot minute. I don't know how to feel about it. I feel like there's definitely drama potential, but I don't know if this house needs it. We'll see. She was Dario's partner. I used to think that those partners would matter, but you saw with Corey and Ashley, it didn't matter. So who knows? She's kind of coming in now. Is this her first season without Nani?
I think she had one without it. Wasn't her last season without Nani when she was like mistakenly hooking up with the prison guard? Is Nani on that season?
Maybe you're right. But anyway, whatever. I'm we'll see. I really actually don't know what to think of her, which is why I didn't bring her up at all.
Yep. I agree. Who else? Yeah, I don't think we mentioned Jenna, right?
We did not mention Jenna.
Which is interesting. I'm very happy she's back, but not like super, super happy. Not that I wish she wasn't there, but it's not like moving the needle so much.
Well, they're like bringing her back now. She can work with Kayla again. And she's got a couple more friends in the house this time than she did before. I think she'll be able to bring Kayla into the Veteran Alliance. And there's like some stronger backing for it than when they were in the Oasis. So I'm not the Oasis, the shelter. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. She's got, you know, she can be more protected by her veteran friends this time. And yeah, she got like worst partner, meaning that she's had the three worst partners in challenge history. Not that she was the worst partner.
Right. That's probably fair.
Brianna, she called her my disgusting ex-J, which I thought was hilarious and true. And Vinny.
Oh, creepy pig. Thank God he's not here.
Amen, sister girl. Yeah. Okay. Just looking down the line, we covered a lot of people in this little hodgepodge.
The two I see that we didn't cover are Corey and Kara.
Corey and Kara, which, did we talk about Darrell?
Oh, we didn't talk. I mean, we like talked about it, but not specifically.
And LaToya, yeah. If you got mentioned, if you got name checked, you're done.
Yeah.
So yeah, Kara and Corey, solid competitors. Kara fresh off of winning Champs versus Pros with Darrell. Because I can Wikipedia. I don't have to watch. Yeah, I think I'm always kind of happy to see Corey back. He hasn't overstayed his welcome with me quite yet. And kind of just neutral on Kara. If Laurel's not there, like, we'll see what happens with Kara.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I'm not, like, upset they're there. I'm not happy they're there. I just, like, knew they would be there. Because I think anytime a new challenge cancel comes down, I'm like, okay, where's Corey? And okay, where's Kara? So, there we go.
All right. So we have a couple of questions from Twitter. Thanks to everyone who, I just kind of like sounded the alarm on Twitter a couple hours ago and people got back to us. So that was awesome. Ben Keefe wants to know, how does the season's Are You the One cast choices compare to the last four? I'm stoked to see Tori, but would Prob trade Brittany and Derek for others?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. So they only brought one person in from the newest season, Derek. So who else from... who else would you rather have come in? If they didn't choose Brittany, like who from season five would you wish they choose?
Let me very discreetly pull up the cast from season five. Okay. Yeah, I mean, like they left a lot of the main drama people. Like Derek was never like in a relationship with anyone on the show. So they left out like the Hayden and Giannas, which is fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
If we're looking them trying to bring in a man, I mean Dre might have been okay, especially he's got that whole drama ongoing with her name escapes me right now.
Oh, the blogger. Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor. I guess I could have seen them bringing back like a Tyler because he's just like a snake, but there weren't that many guys really to pick from that I'd want to see back on the challenge.
Yeah, I think picking Derek as the guy is fine. I'm actually very surprised they didn't choose Giovanni or the other girl who was like everyone's perfect match but was really no one's perfect match.
Who is Giovanni? You mean Gio from
what's the girl's name from this? Is it like Gia?
Oh, Gianna.
Gianna.
Giovanni's a man.
Yeah. Whatever.
I was like, wait, have I missed a season?
And then what was the other girl's name who was like, she was on Second Chances, I think. Yeah.
Cass was on. Oh, Carolina.
Carolina, yeah. I'm very surprised either of them were not on this season, especially for season three. Like they didn't even go back to season four; they went all the way back to season three. They're actually looking. There's five people from Are You the One season three on the season.
Are we letting go of the idea of ever seeing Kiki on the challenge?
I think at this point, I mean, I think she's like the only one. Wasn't she Are You the One? She was season three too, right? So that's like she's like the only person from that season not to get a call.
I just like, can you explain why she was overlooked? Because I just can't imagine her saying no to this.
Very surprised because she was like the star of that season. So, but why wouldn't they want to put her and Devin in the house again together?
Maybe she did decline. I just don't understand.
Yeah.
If anyone has a connection to Kiki and can let us know,
yeah, very
where she is, I would like to know.
There you go.
Sending out a smoke signal. But yeah, I'm happy with the girls they chose. I think that's the issue is like, I think there are stronger girls from Are You the One to be on the challenge than there are guys. So like maybe besides Simone, Tori, Amanda, Brittany, I think those are all strong picks. And like, while there are other women I'd like to see on the show, like I wouldn't sub out any of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still hoping Shanley one day gets the challenge call. I thought this was like the opening when she was on Second Chances and was like a big focal point of it. So I thought this was her chance. Now it's probably never going to happen.
Well, I don't know that that's the case. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll see. Simon says, which five girls will Corey hook up with this season?
I feel like, well, I would have said Brittany, but if she's in a relationship, then maybe not her. But I could see Tori getting involved for sure. Maybe Marie going back to the well with Kayla is a possibility. So there you go. There's three.
I would say that there's no chance Corey and Kayla hook up, but there's definitely going to be drama around it. Like, I think she's going to want to, but she's going to want to fight first and he's not going to be interested, but we'll see. I could see him and Camilla hooking up again sooner than Kayla. Cause he seemed to have a better, like less drama time with Camilla. But yeah, Tori was going to be my first, like, newbie. Yeah. I could see him, like, hitting on Veronica.
That's true. I mean, he went with Anissa for the, when he doesn't mind going older.
He definitely does not mind going older. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kasten Swedenborg wants to know which rookie will be a one-and-doneer. Who's back for the first and last time?
I would say Chris /Ammo /Ammo, whatever.
any reason or just want to put that out
there? I just don't see him, like, if he's put into an elimination early, I can see him just being out. And if he doesn't build a storyline, I can see them being like, all right, never mind. And just never coming back.
See, I think he's going to be a big presence. And he's like, because he's such a rare character, like, I think they'll want to bring him back because he's not the norm of like their casting. I'd like to say Nicole because I don't remember her being on and I don't want to see her again, but no, I'm just kidding. I know. I remember her. I'm going to say Derek because I just think he's going to be like one of the first two out of the house. Mm-hmm. And then like, maybe it'll be like a Thomas. Why is he back? But you know, I just kind of think he's on his way out quickly.
There you go.
Jenna Braze wants to know, if you were to cast the season, who would you have instead and who would you have replaced? And on a similar note, PJ Gahan says, if this is MTV celebrating 30 seasons of Challenge, who besides Kenny and Evan should be on the cast that isn't?
Let's see. I think we kind of discussed that. The people who are like top notch, like why are they here? Those are the people we would obviously replace. Who's missing? Obviously, I would love to see someone like Emily or Laurel back for the female side, especially Emily since she's been off for a few seasons now. For the guys, I mean, I think it is kind of weird that Wes isn't here. I would have liked to see him back. Who else were they really missing from? Like, I don't know. Is anyone else top of mind that like other than Kenny and Evan that for like a big 30 season that should be here?
Yeah, I mean, I think Veronica is good, but it makes me think about like a Rachel and Evelyn.
Yeah, Evelyn would be nice.
Those people. I think Emily, I'm going to say, is like the person I most want to see back. And like since we got Nicole, when we were always like, where's Nicole? I'm going to now pound my drum for Emily Schramm to come back. Mm-hmm. Like you said. It's like people you're never going to get back. Like Paula's never going to be back, but she's like completely iconic to the show. Even Sarah, like if you're going to talk about the dirtiest moves and backstabbing, yeah. Like where's Sarah? I mean, she's not going to come back. She's podcasting about it, but you know, like that's somebody think about Wes, like you said. I'm sure like if this is like the closest they're going to get to a legend season, I'm sure Mark Long is upset that Veronica's there and he's not.
Right.
That he somehow missed the mark here. So yeah, but I really do think this is a pretty well-rounded cast. And I'm excited about it. I mean, there is always the like, where's Katie if you have Veronica, but mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to get Katie. Like, you know, just like people.
Yeah.
Never say never, but never.
There you go. What else? Right. Anything other questions?
Yeah, Brian, the tweeter, says, is TJ, and we've talked about this, but is TJ purposely not saying you killed it? And what can we do to get him to bring it back?
I don't know. Maybe if everyone just tweet him enough, say, start saying you killed it all the time, and maybe he'll finally hear. It's very weird that he just stopped saying it.
I will say, like, I used to say, like, give it up on the old school players returning. Give it up. It's never going to happen. We're in a new dawn and new day. And I would be tempted to say that about TJ. Like, it's over. It's not going to happen. But you know, if Derek's back and Dorella's back and Veronica's back, hold on to hope, people.
Mm. You killed it. Derek's back. There you go.
So Mike Bloom wants to know, over under 3 to be continued episodes this season.
I'll go with over. And unfortunately, so.
Yeah, 3 is close. Like that might just be the line, but I'll also take the over on that. Over under on 3 to be continued podcast episodes this season.
Ooh, hopefully 0. That would be very bad.
I don't know. This one's close. We had a lot of technical difficulties on this one, everyone.
Early apologies, even though this could be posted to Scott St. Pierre being sent in like 4 different parts. So there we go.
I will say this might be the most serious podcast we've ever done.
The most serious? Why is this the most serious?
Like we've really stuck to the analysis and the cast and the topic. Right. So don't get used to this.
Well, you made me like jazz it up, so I feel like we had to like stick to the jazz.
Stick to the plan.
There we go. Exactly.
All right. So switching gears a bit before we wrap up. I don't know if you saw, but you were tagged in it. So I think you saw that there is a little bit of an Are You the One update paging my co-host for that show, Adam Bongiovanni. Lilax15, AJ on Twitter, tweeted to us that... And this is a little bit of a spoiler, but who gives a shit about this? There are the new host has been announced. Ryan has left Are You the One? He announced, this is not a spoiler, he announced that he's leaving Are You the One. And Terrence J, host of the Are You the One After Show, former host of Coupled on Fox and star of Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, Steve Harvey movies. Terrence J will be hosting Are You the One season 6.
So at least now when he hosts the after show, he will have seen the episodes. That's a plus.
Yet it's definitely gonna be a different vibe because Ryan kind of grew with the show. But I think it's interesting. I'm glad they're keeping it going and not just getting rid of it. I don't think he's that integral that they couldn't keep going. You know, he's no Jeff Probst, as we often talk about. But interesting twist. And it will be filmed in New Orleans, which people were like, or AJ on Twitter was like, I guess they like put the money into his check and not the location. But I think it's probably like more expensive to film in America than it is in like some random place in Mexico.
That's kind of what I thought. Now, if anything, now the dates are going to be more expensive as opposed to just, you know, taking them out to a beach somewhere. They're going to have to do something in New Orleans. That'll be expensive.
But if it's anything like The Bachelor, like all the restaurants and things they do will be sponsored by the city.
It would be really funny if they ever like got creative and had like a rural season being filmed and also in New Orleans at the same time, and they had like a crossover episode like Simpsons meet the Jetsons or something like that. That'd be fun.
Well, that's how the challenge like started.
There you go.
Right, it was like spring break. It was like, oh my god, this is like, I did a whole project on this in college, but I'm old as shit now and it doesn't matter.
What were the details of the project?
I think I talked about this before, but it was probably 3 years ago. My final project for Max Dawson's class was to write an entire like dossier on your favorite show. And we couldn't do Survivor because that's like what the class was. And it was like all about the origin, the production, how things have changed, how things get made. We were encouraged to like reach out to cast members, people in production. So I originally tried to do Endurance from Discovery Kids. But after pursuing that, I realized like there's definitely not enough information out there on that. So then I did the challenge and you like wrote all about it and reached out to a ton of cast members. And Brad actually got back to me and asked me to like send him questions. And then I sent him the questions and he never answered them and never responded. So thank you.
Classic Brad.
Thank you, Brad, for
another,
your help.
Another name that would be cool if he came back.
But you know this, the first season was like real world, like spring break and road rules like bumping into each other in a crossover episode. God, yeah, somebody's gonna school me so hard. Where's Edmo on this? Who cares? I'm stalling on this because I want to know this. I don't want anyone to get mad at me. Hold on. Okay, I'm just gonna read this because I don't give a shit. Time doesn't count. 5 alumni from past seasons of The Real World were brought together to participate in a series of missions as they traveled across the United States, New Zealand, and the Winnebago. Unlike following seasons of Real World Roadrunners Challenge, this season only consists of cast members from The Real World and was made... Someone's going to know what I'm talking about. So just like, if you know what I'm talking about, just be nice about it and help me out because my brain is soup and my bed is flat. So just please... Someone throw me a bone.
Oh, that's like the saddest like subway poem of all time.
All right. So any closing thoughts as we roll up into this season in a Winnebago?
Other than let's have like a few month break when this season is done. I'm very excited for this particular season because it is a very good cast. And I think the format is intriguing. Interesting to see how the actual draw plays out. But great cast. Very excited. Ready to rock.
My hunch, and I'm never ever right about this shit, but about the scheduling, my hunch is that Are You the One is going to air next and that the challenge will begin like halfway through, like over, you know how sometimes a challenge starts like over Christmas yeah, like, in the winter.
Pick, like, they usually pick, like, the day after Christmas, so, like, the first two episodes are, like, at the most inconvenient times possible, yeah.
So, I don't think we see it, prediction, I don't think we see another true season of the Challenge. Challenge 31 coming to you in December.
All right, heard it here first. December 12th, 31 premiere.
I mean, if calls have just gotten out, like, it can't be earlier than that.
There needs to be someone who maps out, like, start to finish, calls to premiere date, and need, like, an Excel spreadsheet, like, how many average days it takes. Someone get on that.
If there's somebody out there who can do that, they're listening to this podcast.
It's very true. Hit us up. Boom.
All right. So I think that's it then.
All right. You can subscribe at robswebsite.com/challenge iTunes. You can follow me at @CohenBryan_, and they can follow you
at @LashTweets.
We'll be back starting next week for the premiere. Until then, have a good one.